time for Kōrero Kai Pakihina. Business News, Kim Savage is in with us. Kia ora, Kim.
Kia ora.
Markets, first of all, what's happening?
Let's take a look at Wall Street to begin with. Trading a bit mixed this morning, a bit of a narrow focus for markets there this week, looking to the Federal Reserve's monetary policy decisions. The Dow down currently about 0.75%, the broader S&P 500 down about 0.25%, and the NASDAQ gaining up about not far off 0.5% higher. Our own top 50 index eked out a 12-point gain, and it begins today at 12,562. A lack of Australian investors because of a public holiday a bit noticeable there on the market. NZ dollar at 71.4 US cents and 92.6 Australian.
Now, staying with the markets, NZX looks like it's not going to be one of the world's top performers.
So we've seen in recent years that the NZX has been a double-digit gainer and it's really been ahead of the international pack. But so far this year, it's down more than 4%. The fortunes of hot stocks such as A2 Milk have soured, and the allure of reliable dividend payers such as the big power companies has waned in the face of rising interest rates. Hobson Wealth Partners Director Brad Gordon says investor preferences are changing.
So even COVID had very little impact on the earnings outlook for the likes of the gentailers, whereas it did have a material impact on outlook for commodities and the banks 12 months ago. Roll forward 12 months, everyone wants to own resources and banks and not so much boring old gentailers.
And we'll hear more from Brad Gordon later in the hour.
Now, there's further evidence that the supply side of the economy is threatening to be a handbrake on activity.
This is the latest look at the service sector by BNZ and Business New Zealand, showing a pullback from April's record levels. So demand for transportation, storage and other growth industries were all drivers of activity. The one black spot on the picture was supply, which stayed in contraction for the 10th month in a row. BNZ senior economist Doug Steele says setbacks such as the recent Canterbury floods have only added to pressures.
There was some comments from respondents around the flooding in Canterbury, which you know only adds to the issues, and certainly locally that was a very big issue. But even broadly across the economy, I think you can see it in the aggregate indicators that supplier deliveries, we've had now 10 consecutive months of being below normal, if you like, suggesting that the issues are quite widespread.
BNZ senior economist Doug Steele there, and I'll be back with the latest in business and an update from the markets around 10 to 7.